My name's Chris Monroy. Do vocals and play guitar in Skeletal Remains. Skeletal Remains is a death metal band. We are from Los Angeles. Consists of Brian Rush, Pierce Williams, myself, and Mike Delo.
Beautiful. Chris, thanks for joining us today, mate.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us. Sorry about all the back and forth, but yeah.
All right.
Cool. We could finally get it done.
Damn straight, bro. So Skeletal Remains start your Australian tour on Thursday, November 10th, which is very soon, mate. So you're starting at the Mansfield Tavern in Brisbane, but do you think Australian crowds are ready for what you've got to bring?
Shit. I really hope so, man. Yeah. The tour starts tomorrow. We just got in this morning. So, yeah, we're a bit jet lagged, but yeah, we're very fucking stoked to be here and stoked to start the tour tomorrow. And yeah, I can't wait to see everybody's reaction to the shows and all that. So yeah, man, I really hope that everyone's ready, because we sure are ready as fuck. Yeah, we've been wanting to do this for a long time, so we're really excited to finally be here.
Beautiful. So this is actually your first time touring Australia, mate. So what sorts of things can we expect from you?
As far as the show goes, we're just a death metal band, so raging show. We're pretty straightforward, nothing crazy. We're just straight up in your face death metal. So you can if that's what you're expecting, then you'll be highly satisfied. but yeah, man, like I said, yeah, we're just super fucking stoked to finally be here.
And as we say, man, this is your first time coming out here. So before you go to a country for the first time, do you actually talk to other bands that have been here before to sort of find out what to expect, or do you just come over and see how it goes?
Nah, we're more unprepared, so we just kind of just show up and see what happens. we're not really, especially this year, we've been so busy that, we just kind of, we prepare for this last minute, get our merch ready and go. But we all work back home and have busy lives, so we don't really have much time to do shit. We kind of just prepare like a day or two before and then just head over here and hope for the best. But I think we're in good hands with Anthony and your main booking, so I think we'll be okay. And it seems like the shows are doing really well. So I hope to be able to play some sold out shows on this run. And we're just fucking stoked to finally be here.
Yeah, it's a pretty extensive tour for your first trip too, mate, taking in Bunbury, Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Frankston, Canberra, Brisbane, Sydney and New Zealand. So not a bad effort for a first stop tour, bro. You've done well.
Yeah. We're just excited to be able to hit so many different places. We get hit up all the time from fans on social media, like, hey, when are you going to come to Australia, or when are you going to come to New Zealand? So yeah, we're just excited to be able to cover as much as we can while we're down here. That's the whole point of coming down here, Try and do as many shows as we can.
Cool. All right, so for those out there who may not be too familiar with Skeletal Remains, mate, we'll go back in time a bit. Like, you guys formed back in 2011, mate. So what was the musical climate like back then that gave birth to the band, and where did you fit in?
So the band actually started just as like two friends getting together and playing covers of, stuff we were into. And then as far as that goes, all the classic death metal bands that started out in the late 80s, early 90s, we mostly take influence from all the American death metal bands, specifically from Florida, Malevolent Creation, Death, Morbid Angel, Deicide, all the classics. So yeah, that's kind of how the band started. And then, you can only play so many covers, and then you start getting bored. So that's kind of what happened. And after, playing just covers all the time, just me and Mike, we would just get together after school and play covers and shit. We essentially just started writing our own music, and that's how the band was birthed. And ever since then, it's kind of just stayed the same. Just writing music that reminds us of like the stuff that we grew up listening to. There wasn't many bands that were doing the style that we were doing when we first started. There was still death metal bands, and there was still all the classic bands, but there wasn't many younger or like a new generation of bands doing what we were doing, specifically from LA, which is where we're from. There wasn't many bands doing that style of death metal. There was, other styles of death metal that were going on, but not specifically like the Florida style, which is what we, worshiped and were into, and they're still into. So yeah, that's kind of how the band came to be. And now we're here, 10 years later, And we're just, you know, we're just still doing the same, having fun, playing, like I said, playing the music that we trying to play music that we, that's similar to what we enjoyed listening to when we were growing up.
Cool. And you mentioned those bands that you drew influence from, bands like from the late 80s and 90s, like Gorguts, Death, Obituary, and Morbid Angel. So what was it about that era of metal specifically that attracted you?
I'm not really sure. You know, we all came from similar backgrounds. You know, we started with, you know, the classic stuff. Like even as, I mean, I started getting into this music because of my siblings. You know, they were into something completely different. That's something that was more like big when they were growing up. You know, both of my siblings that kind of got me into the style of music are 10 years older. So they were more into like what was going around when they were in high school. So more of like the 90s. Stuff, you know, whatever, whether it being punk or you know, ska, whatever they were into. And then once, you know, that's kind of how I started getting introduced to music. And then, you know, once I found like a little bit more heavier stuff like Zeppelin and stuff like that, then I started getting into that style. And then I evolved into like the more heavier stuff, which is like more Iron Maiden and Metallica, and then on goes the list, you know, Slayer, and then the more heavier stuff like Cannibal Corpse. But as far as what caught like our attention in this style, I'm not really sure, man. I mean, obviously Florida style death metal is a lot different from like European death metal. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I think it's just like the way it went, as far as, you know, especially like, I think a big part of it is the drumming, that makes a difference for death metal in like, as far as like American death metal and European death metal. Like I think the drumming has a big part in the whole American death metal side, which is what we try to go for. But yeah, I'm not really sure what really like caught our attention, but yeah, it's just kind of like what we went for.
Cool. So as a young band back then, starting out and making your own way, mate, like you've got all these influences around you. So how do you take those influences and turn them into something unique, something that's your own?
Well, you know, we just try to give it like, you know, give it our own style and give it our own, you know, taste of what we think, you know, sounds good. Like, I'm not really sure, you know. I mean, a lot of it's kind of just, you know, wearing our influences on our sleeves, you know. It's not really like, we're not here to try to recreate the genre. We're just kind of trying to keep this genre going, you know. So we're not trying to do something new. We're just, like I said, trying to kind of keep the ball rolling, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And then you released two albums on the German label FDA Records before releasing Devouring Mortality on Century Music internationally. So was it a noticeable difference for you guys moving from a small label to a bigger international label?
Music-wise, no. But, I mean, as far as, like, budget-wise, yeah, of course. You know, FDA is a much smaller record label. So, you know, once we signed to Century Media, we had a way bigger budget, and we were able to do a lot of things we weren't able to do with FDA. For example, like working with Dan Seagrave was one of our dreams that we wanted to do ever since the first record. But being on a smaller label, you know, you have a much smaller budget, so it's not really possible to do. So selling to a bigger label like Century Media, we had a bigger budget. We were able to do more things when it came to recording. And like the first two records, we literally did them in a garage and with a friend who recorded, and it was total DIY compared to the last two records. You know, we were able to go to a bigger studio, get it mixed and mastered by Dan Suono. So it was just stuff like that. But as far as like the writing process or anything, nothing really changed in that aspect. It's just having a bigger budget to work with when the actual record, you know, gets recorded, and, you know, the artwork and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. Your music is commonly referred to as old school death metal, mate. So in your eyes, what defines the term old school?
I think that just means like the style. I mean, there's obviously different styles of death metal, you know. But I think that just refers to the style. Like I mentioned, you know, we take a lot of influence from the bands that started the style, you know, which is from the late 80s or the 90s. So I think it's referencing to the, like, you know, the classic style of death metal, instead of like, you know, the newer death metal that, you know, is around, if that makes sense.
Yeah, perfectly, man, perfectly. And next year you head out on the United States tour of terror with Morbid Angel and a few other bands, man. So tell us about that. You must be excited.
Yeah, man. I mean, as I mentioned, you know, that Morbid Angel is one of our biggest influences, and being able to tour with them has, you know, has always been a dream of ours. So yeah, we're super excited. Like, you know, when we got the offer, we were kind of lost for words, but yeah, we're fucking stoked, man. We take fucking big influence from them, and especially on the last two records. So we're excited to do that run, and we're excited to, you know, to get back out there. I mean, we didn't plan on doing any touring for the first half of the year, for the first half of next year, just because we're going to be focusing on the new record. But yeah, that's not an offer we could pass on, you know, so we were just like, yeah, fuck yeah, we'll do it.
Fucking hell. So back to your tour of Australia to start, mate. Like, as we say, it's your first time over here, so I'm sure there's some people sitting on the fence about coming to the show. So give us a couple of sentences convincing those people that it's worth forking out for.
Being a person, you show up. You know, fucking, you know, support fucking music, you know, that's what it means. We're out here fucking, you know, thousands of miles away from home to play music for you guys. And, you know, if you guys are into death metal, then show up, and I'm sure you guys will not be, I'm sure you guys will enjoy it.
Beautiful, man. All right, Chris, well, thanks for your time, mate. I know you're keen for a rest, so we'll let you get to it. And the tour starts in Brisbane on Thursday night and moves all around Australia. So there's still tickets available to most shows, so get onto it, kids.
Yep, that's right, man. Thanks for having me, and yeah, it was a good time.
No worries, bro.
We'll see everyone.
Yeah, I'll probably make it down to the Brisbane show tomorrow night and say hello.
All right, man. We hope to see you there.
All right, brother. Thanks. Take care, man.